We are doing the Drashot Haran, and we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Rav Avram Tzvi ben Rav Shimon. Rav Avram Tzvi ben Rav Shimon used to be our neighbor before he passed away, and he said many, many very smart things. One of the things he said was, people buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't like. So our learning today should be to his merit. We used to live two houses from one another, yeah. So we're doing the Drashot Haran, and the Ran had been giving us a deeper insight as to the sin of Adam and Chava with the forbidden fruit. He had discussed what life was like before the eating of the forbidden fruit and after, and the punishment, and what parts of the decree were punishment, and what parts were just direct results, but not necessarily punishments, for eating the forbidden fruit. And now the Ran is explaining to us, why does the Torah begin with this story, with the story of the Garden of Eden? Vehine, and behold, you guys have the place. Vehine, hiniach noten haTorah itbarach ze hasipur kulo b'tchilat Torato. The one who created the world, blessed be he, he placed this whole story at the beginning of his Torah. Ki kasher bonei binyan yitzterch livnot tchila hayesod asher alav yuvased. Just like when someone's building a building, he has to first lay the foundations. So too over here, this story has principles that are the foundation of the Torah. Ken b'tchilat haTorah hunach hayesod asher nimneta alav haTorah. So too in the beginning of the Torah, God gave us the story from which we have basic principles, which are the foundation of the Torah. Vehu, what are the basic principles? She'en inyanei ha'olam al tzad ha'chiyuv, aval al tzad ha'ratzon ha'pashut. The world did not have to be created. Aristotle claimed that the world had to be. For some reason, this just had to be this way. And we say, no. First principle in Jewish faith. The world did not have to be created. God chose to create the world. If the world had to be created, then God couldn't make demands of us. It just had to happen. So it happened. If God chose to create the world, so then God says, I chose to create the world. I put you in this world. You have responsibilities in this world. And I'll take a person to task if he does not do his job, and I'll give a person wages if he does do his task. And the world is in God's control, just like the person who fashions the clay, he can fashion it this way or that way, so too God controls the world. Even though we don't find Olam Haba discussed in the Torah, for reasons that we will mention later on, meaning the Ran will discuss, why does the Torah never mention the world to come? It's a pretty good question. Many Rishonim discussed it. But the Ran says over here, he says, even though we don't find with mitzvot that God says, do this mitzvah and I'll make it so good for you. Do this mitzvah and I'll make it so good for you. Nonetheless, within the story of the Garden of Eden, God left the illusion of the concept of a better world, a different world, meaning the Torah begins with this concept, the concept of the Garden of Eden. So God already explains to us in the beginning of the Torah the concept of the first man. And within this concept, what did we say? How did the Ran explain the concept of the forbidden fruit? He said, God created man more spiritual than physical. The spiritual is everlasting. God tells men, do not eat from that fruit, for when you eat from it, that will cause your untimely death. Why? Because so long as the man was a more spiritual being, so then the spirit can live on forever. The second man ate from the fruit, then his body became stronger. It was a very healthy food. either it was grain, like Wanchan Chazal say, it was bread, what? Or else it was an esrog, a citron tree that is sometimes referred to as an apple, or else it was a grape, he drank wine, different opinions in Chazal, or else it was a fig, but it was a healthy food. But God said, that food is healthy for you, but if you eat it, you'll become stronger physically, but there will be a shift in balance. Instead of your spiritual being the stronger part of your life, your physical will become the stronger aspect of life. Well, if you're more of a physical being, then the physical dies. The physical cannot live forever. The spirit can live forever, and therefore if the spirit is everlasting, the spirit could maintain the body forever. This was how the Ran explained the concept of the first fruit. Now, within this concept, and the Torah is telling us that there is a spirit. In the very beginning of creation, when the Torah describes to us the first man, God, the Torah describes that God blew within him the soul, the neshama, vayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim, and that spirit is everlasting. That's what God warns him. If you eat from it, you will die. So within the concept of first man, we have the concept of a soul that lives beyond the man's death. Shelu haya ken. Haya mitchayev shekol ma sheitchazek haguf umizgo v'kochotav, sheimashech hachibur shobein hanefesh v'haguf. If the reason that the soul is alive is because of the body, meaning, the concept the Ran is telling us is when the body dies, the soul continues, the soul remains. This is a basic concept in Judaism, that life goes on after the body dies. So he says this concept goes hand in hand with the concept of Olam Haba, which goes hand in hand with the concept of punishment and wages for our actions in this world, which are basic concepts of the Torah. All of these concepts the Torah gives us within the story of the Garden of Eden. So if it were that the soul is only around because of the body, then what would logically dictate that the stronger the body becomes, the stronger the soul becomes, and the stronger is the bond between the soul and body. And then ultimately we'd reach a point where the soul becomes one with the body and gives eternal life. But that's not so. We see that a person can eat, and that has nothing to do with how long he lives. You have to eat in order to live. But the Torah tells us quite the contrary. The Torah tells us about the forbidden fruit and made Adam stronger, but that strength also made him more physical, which ultimately caused his untimely death. ונראה העניין בהפך, כי הנה פרי עץ הדעת היה משפטו להבריא הגוף וכוחותיו כאשר שפטה אישה. For the forbidden fruit was really a fruit that made him healthier and stronger, just as the woman thought. That's what the woman said. The pasuk describes. She ate it and she said, boy, this is a really good food. I feel so much better now that I ate it. You're right. She did feel better. It was good for her physically. V'ya mishpatat tzodek. Her logic was correct. Ve'im kol ze, and nonetheless, mitzad shevri aguf, because the body became stronger, heshchit emshech kesher hanefesh baguf. That changed the balance, and that destroyed the bond that could have been an eternal bond between soul and body. Had she not eaten from the fruit, then the soul and body could have been eternal. Hinei niglaim ken, so then what's been revealed then, shaguf v'kochotav enam nutnim kiyum ve'amada lanefesh. That the body, the physical, is not what gives existence to the soul, aval machshichin kochotea. But rather, the more one invests in the physical, the more he is darkening the strengths of the soul. Ad sheraou shekasher yufsad hamonea, tiye az hanefesh yoter shlema. So then, what we understand is that the body, to an extent, is constraining the soul, and when the body gets out of the way, so to speak, then the soul can reach a more whole state. So we say that when a person passes away, he attains a better state. Last week, when Yosef Packer spoke, so he began with a very interesting line. He said, he was speaking about how his mother made Aliyah, and I initially thought he was talking about when she came to Israel. He was talking about when she passed away. So he was right in using that term. That's what we just learned. The soul becomes more whole. The body is constraining the soul. The physical constrains the spiritual. we try to make this physical spiritual. We try to apply spirituality to the physical. But at the end of the day, when a person passes away, then the neshama can go up and advance in the world. So what we saw today in the Ran, the Torah gives us the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in the beginning of the Torah to teach us basic concepts of the Torah. Those basic concepts are, one, that the world did not have to be created. God controls the world. God chose to create the world, and He controls it. He could change things, just as God, in His punishment of Adam and Eve and the snake, changed a lot of things in nature. Number two, we understand from that that the soul is eternal, which automatically leads us to the concept of a world to come. Something happens with the soul after a person passes away here. And this also, the story of Adam and Eve, as we've been discussing, also teaches us the concept that the soul is not directly bound to the body, in that the stronger the body is, the better it is for the soul, but rather quite the contrary. The soul and the body are one here on earth, and the body is constricting to the soul. When the body passes on, so then the soul can advance to a more whole state.